Doctor, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and their son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic and Sade are established on opposite sides of the library table, and the former is speaking. Listen.
As long as you're convinced your accounts are straight, why bother checking back over them?
Just for fun. You're always joshing me. I can't go shopping with Ruthie and not get my money mixed up. Well, this afternoon I done it, and I'm going to show you.
Mm.
What you pulling up a chair for?
As soon as you people get through with your conversation, me and Dove are going to play rummy.
Well, don't hurry us.
Oh.
All right, Vic.
Uh-huh.
This list represents everything Ruthie and me bought today.
Mm-hmm.
And here is 48 cents. Represents my change. Willie, you're not busy. Take your lead pencil and piece of paper and do little arithmetics for Mom.
Okay.
From $5, subtract 48 cents.
Well, I can do that in my head. $5 minus 48 cents.
Use paper and lead pencil. I want my results correct. Doing arithmetics in a person's head is sloppy. Run the risk of making mistakes by the bushel.
Oh.
Use paper and lead pencil.
Oh.
Now, Vic, here's what we done.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me paying for this thing and Ruthie paying for that thing and the both of us paying for the other thing, don't you see, and getting all confused, don't you see, we fixed it so one person paid for everything.
Uh-huh.
And spent one person's money.
Uh-huh.
All right.
$4.52.
Where?
$5 minus 48 cents equals $4.52.
Oh, uh-huh. Vic, that money represents how much... Oh, hey, that remainder's an awful big remainder.
I'll guarantee it's correct.
Well, I surely couldn't have spent that much. Oh, I see. I see. $4.52, Vic, represents what Ruthie and me both spent.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's what we done.
Mm-hmm.
I left my pocketbook at home.
Really?
Left it right here home on the buffet. Wasn't taking the slightest chance of getting mixed up, see? We arranged it. We were going to spend Ruthie's money and only Ruthie's money. And keep strict tabs on every item purchased.
Mm-hmm.
See, Stu?
Yeah.
Ruthie had a $5 bill and she gave it to me.
Why?
I was to do all the buying.
You girls go about stuff the hard way. Wouldn't it be simpler just to make your own purchases with your own dough? If Ruthie wants a nickel's worth of gumdrops, let her buy a nickel's worth of gumdrops with her own nickel. Or if you want a package of hairpins, go buy your own package of
hairpins. No, you're always joshing me. I can't keep my money straight. Well, this afternoon I made a special effort to keep it straight. And I did. Arranged trash so there couldn't be any mistakes. Here's Ruthie's list of what we bought, and here's my change.
Mm.
I just want to show you it'll come out even to the penny.
Mm.
You say this is your change, Mom?
Yes, 48 cents. And what was that remainder again?
$4.52.
$4.52 represents the money spent.
And this change is yours?
Sure. Now, don't interrupt for a minute while I explain to you.
But how did it happen you got any change? You said you used Ruthie's $5 bill.
Ruthie's $5 bill?
Miss Stembottom's $5 bill.
What about Miss Stembottom's $5 bill?
Well, if it was used to buy stuff with, how come you're entitled to any change?
Yeah, the man has a point there, Dr. Sleech. You didn't put out any dough. You said you left your purse at home. And I gather you made a variety of purchases. Explain how you have in your possession the sum of 48 cents. As I see
Wait a minute now.
Probably what actually happened, Miss
Wait
Stembottom.
A minute, will you?
Oh.
Ruthie and your mother have played hub with the economic system.
Yeah.
They ought to retain a scientific advisor. Some guy with long whiskers and a briefcase who'd keep the ship of finance off of the treacherous
Oh, boxes. Sure, Vic. Ruthie's money.
Hmm.
Oh, this 48 cents belongs to Ruthie.
Hmm.
Darn silly girl. What'd she hand it to me for?
Couldn't say.
Well, sure, Ruthie's 48 cents. And the 4.52 represents what we both spent. Everything's itemized on that list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Here's how we started out. I took charge of the $5 bill.
Why'd you do that?
Because it was arranged I was to do the buying.
But Ruthie had the only pocketbook. Yours was home on the buffet. On top of that was Ruthie's dough.
Ruthie again, huh?
Well, I mean Miss Stembottom. Miss Stembottom was
Maybe
the party.
Maybe we don't actually require you in this discussion, Sonny. Just kind of sit quiet, and maybe after a bit I'll have a little arithmetics for you to do.
Oh.
I took charge of the $5 bill.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was because Ruthie had other monies in her purse, and we didn't want to take the slightest chance of getting the separate monies mixed, see?
Mm.
That was ridiculous. Ruthie handed me this 48 cents. She can be such a featherhead sometimes. Oh, Rush, while I think of it, subtract 10 cents from 5 cents.
Can't be done.
Well, I mean the other way around, of course, foolish. Subtract 5 cents from 10 cents.
Use pencil and paper?
Yeah, this was a little private transaction Ruthie and I had off to one side. Got nothing to do with our actual shopping.
Mm. 5 cents.
What?
I just took paper and pencil and figured and subtracted and calculated and got the result. 5 cents from 10 cents leaves 5 cents.
Smartness?
No, only it's comical.
Well, you may decide trash isn't so comical directly.
Oh.
Now, Vic, read off that list.
Mm.
It'll demonstrate how everything's itemized and listed so there's no room for mistakes.
Hooks, knives, threads, candy, gigweed, safety pins, washer.
Slow.
Huh?
Read it slow so I can explain.
Kitty, if you're satisfied your accounts are straight, I'm satisfied.
No, but you're forever teasing a person. Now, what's that first item? Hooks and eyes?
Yeah.
10 cent store. Ruthie wanted hooks and eyes. She bought her hooks and eyes, and I produced the $5 bill and paid for them. Hooks and eyes are Mark Ruthie, aren't they?
Yeah.
Next thing?
Thread.
White thread, number 50, 5 cents. Is it Mark Spade?
Yeah.
Next thing?
Candy.
Little sack of chocolate drops in at the 10 cent store.
It's Mark Sade and Ruthie.
Yes, both of us in on that deal. Sack of candy cost a nickel, 2.5 cents apiece. Ish on the half cent, though. We'll have to bother about the half cent.
Next thing is get Wade.
Also in at the 10 cent store. We got Wade, 1 cent each.
Uh-huh. Next thing, safety pins.
Ruthie, Hamilton's novelty counter.
Next thing is wash rags, Mark Sade. Next thing
hey,
is...
Hey, just a second.
Huh?
About them safety pins.
Mm-hmm.
The fugly there.
Mm-hmm.
Ruthie kept the change. She said she wanted safety pins, and I give her a quarter. Safety pins were a dime. The girl gave her back 15 cents, and she put it in her purse without thinking. Just now remembered. I was in charge of the money. I should have had that 15 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I should have had that 15 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it won't interfere with the result, any. Just means I owe Ruthie 15 cents.
She owes you 15 cents.
Oh, sure. Oh, wait, though. This 48 cents here on the table is hers. I owe her this 48 cents. All right. Instead of giving her the whole business, I'll give her what's left from 48 cents after 15 cents has been subtracted. Won't I?
Yeah.
Take your paper and lead pencil and see what that amounts to.
Huh?
Yeah, that'll straighten it out. Yeah, she put that darn change in her pocketbook like a ninny.
33 cents.
15 from 48 is 33?
Uh-huh.
Fine. That's what Ruthie's got coming. Next thing, Vic.
I can't read the next thing. Looks like Snyder or Brider.
Crider. Ms. Crider.
Did you purchase Ms. Crider while you were downtown?
We bumped into her in the underwear there in Hamilton's. Ruthie gave her some money she owed her.
How much?
Don't it tell on the list?
Uh-uh.
Sure it does.
Well, look for yourself.
Well, that scatterbrained Ruthie. She never wrote down what she paid Ms. Crider.
Don't you remember, Ma?
Well, why would I remember? None of my beeswax.
Well, you were in charge of the money.
You were the one that was supposed to dish out the money. Don't you see, when you...
What? What?
Didn't Ruthie get the money she gave Mrs. Crider from you?
No.
Where did she get it, then?
From her pocketbook, I suppose.
Why did she note the transaction down on this list, then?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, stop it, you two.
Stop what, Ma?
Laughing.
We're not laughing.
You're going to in a minute, though. Look at you. All you can do to keep your faces straight.
Which includes another brief interlude, The Small House, halfway up in the next block.